You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Repulsive Woman here with Relief, and we have got Repulsive Woman herself in the studio. Kia ora, Millie, how are you?
I'm good.
It's lovely to have you here. We have also got Adelaide, Olive and Julie as well, the full band. Hello guys, how are you?
Good.
Good, good, good. We were sort of like doing crowding around the microphones here. It's cozy in the studio this morning. Hey, you guys just played at Whammy and Wine Cellar last night, was it?
Wine Cellar.
Yeah. How did your gig go?
It was great. We were all really stoked with it.
Yeah.
It was our first show as a band.
Awesome.
Yeah, a little nerve-wracking, but it went as well as it could possibly have gone.
That's a nice venue for it as well. It's always cozy in Wine Cellar. Yeah. Hey, we've got you up though because you've got some very exciting projects on the horizon. We've just heard one of your new, your latest single recently, which is Rough Around the Edges, which we'll be playing shortly. And that's coming ahead of a new album. And this is the first Repulsive Woman album.
Yes.
Yes.
It is.
It's very exciting. So people might be familiar with you through Astro Children, which you've been doing down in Dunedin for a wee while. But I'm quite excited to talk about Repulsive Woman because you've been on the Red Bull Music Academy last year as well. So been doing a bit of honing, I'd imagine, a bit of like writing and stuff like that. What was the Music Academy like?
It was incredible. It's just the wildest experience. I couldn't have imagined, I think, what it was going to be like before I went.
Is it over in Germany? Is that right?
They run them... The one I went to, I think, actually was the last one. But they run them in kind of major cities around the world. But the first one was in Berlin, and this was their 20th anniversary. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, so they had it in Berlin, where they started in a studio called Funkhaus. I don't think they had it there the first time, but it's this incredible studio in East Berlin. Used to be a radio broadcast Foley studio as well.
Oh, so wow, that's
you
cool.
lift up the floors and there's gravel underneath and sand and concrete. It's a wild place. But
will those noises be sneaking into the album? Just a bit of like sort of ASMR sound in the background or something?
Not from the floor, but we had some interesting percussion sessions.
Nice.
For things we were writing. But yeah, it's just the people that you work with are so amazing.
Because it's quite cool. It's like a group of I hate to use the term emerging, but sort of emerging musicians all sort of get over there working on your separate projects. But I guess there must be a lot of collaboration on how that goes.
It's really collaborative. So I think the idea is because they don't have enough studios for everyone to be working individually, so you're kind of forced into working in groups, which is so good. And I mean, a lot of it was electronic music, which I'm not super familiar with, so it was really nice for me to expand myself a little bit.
Yeah, totally.
Use my voice as a sample and
oh, that's exciting. It's a great opportunity to try out new things as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so Repulsive Woman, singular, is a really interesting project. What I really like about it is you're not shying away remotely from gender as an issue. It's just the central focus of what you sing about, what you make music about. What can people expect about Repulsive Woman that's different from what they might have heard with you and Astro Children and projects that you've been working on earlier?
Well, I mean, it sounds extremely different from Astro Children. I think about this a bit, and I think with Astro Children, I'm used to being extremely confrontational. And there hasn't been a lot with that project that's been... vulnerable in any sense. But the Repulsive Woman project and the album particularly, I think, is quite tender and vulnerable. And I kind of like aligning that with the name.
Yeah, totally.
Because it has been something that I've had to work on a lot since I started playing music as a teenager and as a woman, kind of feeling like I have to be tougher than everyone else to be taken seriously, or louder and crunchier than everyone else.
And feeling like you have to be on your game all the time as well, because you can't afford to make a mistake because you'll get like hauled over by the sound guy or by like someone, you know, like, oh, sorry, that's not the right pedal to use.
You're
like,
exactly.
It's my guitar, I should know. But so this is maybe an opportunity for you to be able to, I guess, play with those vulnerabilities a bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And just feel comfortable with... knowing that I can be both. I can make heavy music and I can also make really soft music. So,
totally.
It doesn't mean I should be taken any less seriously.
No, absolutely. And Adelaide, who's also in here, you mixed the album. Is that right?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. How did you guys find working together? Have you been working together on projects earlier? Is this the first time you guys had done stuff together?
It's the first time. Millie approached me end of 2017 and was like, I really want to work with you because I've heard that you have done a bit of music production because I studied it at university.
Awesome.
And she said, I'd love to work on a couple of tracks or an album with you. And actually... last year I was doing my honours music production dissertation, which involved producing an album. So I said, how about I just, you know, this can be my research.
Two birds with one stone
kind of thing. Two birds with one stone. You get an album out of it and I get research. And honours degree out of it. And yeah, so
that is a win-win situation.
That's how we
really
did it. And so it was really great because we also got to use all of the gear at my university,
which
was amazing. It's Albany Street Studios. It's a really big studio, got a big SSL desk and really lovely space. So we had a lot of fun.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm really excited to hear what it sounds like. I've got the track list here. There's Relief, which we just heard, but a very different version, you said.
Yeah. So the version that you just played, I recorded in my bedroom by myself in 2017, I think I said. And I'm by no means a recording engineer, so that's nice and lo-fi.
So it's going to be a little bit more hi-fi for the album. Nice.
Much more hi-fi.
We've also got Soft Borders, When I Get Good. I really like that as a title, by the way. That's really nice. Ulysses, Somebody, Rough Around the Edges, which we're just about to listen to, Overripe, and Earn It Twice. So there's some interesting, I like the titles there. I feel like they're hinting at some themes that might be going on in that. So you guys are on tour at the moment. Mm-hmm. Is this, what stop on the tour is this? Number one?
Number one.
Number one. Awesome. So you're Wellington and Dunedin too. Is that right?
Yes.
Cool as. So if anybody's listening from those places, what dates will they be?
16th is Wellington at Meow, and the 18th is Dunedin at the Crypt at the St. Paul's Cathedral.
Fantastic. And the 24th of June, of course, is when the album will come out too.
Yes.
Very exciting. Well, thank you so much for popping up this morning after
thank
your gig
you
last night as well. You're looking very fresh, I have to say.
Thank you.
We're going to listen to Rough Around the Edges now from Repulsive Woman.
She said, you're
was Repulsive Woman there, Rough Around the Edges. That is the first single off the forthcoming album Relief, which comes out on the 24th of June, which is very exciting. And thank you to the band for popping into the studio today and chatting to us as well.
Also,
really nice.
A quick shout out, Ella, you won the James Blake ticket.
Congrats, Ella, and congrats on your wee baby as well, which is very lovely too. It is a beautiful song. Thank you to the texter who just immediately texted that in as well. It's fantastic. We've got some Sharon Van Etten coming up before 10 as well, so keep listening.
Aldous Harding is back with a new album, Designer. The off-kilter songstress hits her creative stride with this bold new collection of timeless and beautiful folky weirdness.
Honey, your face is folding up, there's the memory.
Out now with a limited New Zealand exclusive blue-black colour vinyl pressing on Flying Nun. Available wherever fine music is sold.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.